Welcome back to another episode of The Unathletics. It is joined by the most athletic one out of The Unathletics, moi, right?
Taking. Play my game.
Among of other people. Today we have various topics where, you know, we have a new logo. We appreciate that from our creative director. We appreciate him for the logo.
Yeah.
Of course.
We like that. Yeah.
All right.
I want to say something for the last episode. Sorry about my absence. I had to deal with personal issues. Mm. So it was just mainly three of them last time. So
it's okay. We won't get money for last episode because we're copyrighted because of grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese.
Yeah, we got copyrighted. So.
Where you uploaded it? Oh wait, I gotta get the channel. That's funny.
That episode won't upload until Wednesday. Episode 2 just got uploaded this week, but Wednesday episode 3 will get uploaded.
Yeah, but I need the channel.
Anyway,
that's great.
Anyway, yes. So grilled today we're gonna cheese. Jump. Today, right? Well, for the first topic. Also, we have a guest that will be joining us later. Our own cousin, Nyla. Ooh. Clap it up, clap it up.
Oh, yes.
Clap it up.
So we all came to a decision, even though it was like tied. In between Coley, Leisha, and Roxy.
Yeah. But it's Nyla for now. She'll join us later in the podcast. But with our first topic today, I would like to ask the panel. This is family related. If you are in a deserted island, name three cousins or three family members you're taking with you.
That's still a crazy question.
But the question is, how much survival skills do our family members have?
None at all.
None. Zero.
Zero.
But the thing is, if we're on a stranded island with supplied food, right?
Mm.
That already has the supplies and everything, right?
Nah.
We just have to build the shelter.
Nah.
Nah, I'm just saying. Hypothetically. It's a deserted island. Just hypothetically. We was given supplies. Hypothetically.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Okay.
It'll be me.
Mm-hmm.
Rayvon.
Okay.
And.
I don't know what he's going to do, but sure.
Listen. This is a strong man right there. Okay. And possibly Uncle Roro.
Okay.
That's three people.
That's
right? Or is it four?
Three people.
Nah, you get one more. You get one more.
Oh, I get one more? All right.
Yeah, it's you including three other people.
Okay, so that's Rayvon, Uncle Roro, and who's the other strongest? AJ. Albert.
You probably bugging on the AJ.
Wow, that Negro got strength.
He got
sir.
Strength, but is he really helping you with anything?
Unless it comes from Uncle Remo, then he will help.
I'm saying, but first, let me preface this. If AJ ever sees an episode or tunes in, we love you.
Listen, we don't love you, sir. It's okay. No, I'm kidding.
Crazy.
That's a crazy thing to say.
I'm kidding. I love you, AJ. I'm kidding.
He was not kidding. He meant that so hard.
bro, my love and hatred for Albert is insane. Because I let this man borrow my PS4. Do not break it. I swear to God.
Hey. Anyway, so Albert, Jerome, and Rayvon. All right.
And Rayvon.
TJ, do you have a three for you? Now, I preface Green. This. You have no supplies. It's Lord of the Flies. It's just you and them, and you have to get food, you have to build shelter, gotta fish.
I like the Uncle Roman pick. I like that. That's a good pick.
Mm-hmm.
And then can I just bring my sisters?
What, Nisha and Coley?
Yeah, Nisha and Coley. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would let you bring one sister. You have to pick another cousin because I feel like
one bringing, sister.
Yeah, you could bring.
Okay. That's hard.
On an island. But which one you think is more reliable? Coley. That's the question.
Coley? Probably. Well, it's because she could cook.
Let's say.
I mean, technically, both of your sisters are both reliable. True. But who's more like?
Nisha's more business oriented, so I'll bring Nisha.
What?
She get stuff done, you know.
Oh yeah, she get it done.
That's true.
She get it done. I can't fault TJ on that.
Alright, that's a
fact. She get it done.
Yeah, that's fair
the
enough.
Master does get stuff done.
Fair enough.
She gets it done.
And then one other cousin.
Yeah, one other cousin.
Who even would be good to bring?
Oof.
You
could pick from the panel, but I don't think we're any help.
I could bring DJ.
Yay!
I'm about to say, don't pick me, because I don't got the level of skill or heftiness to be trying to help you with anything.
Yeah, you pick me. I become Alex. You gonna see me draw lines in the sand.
Instead of you gonna start him making sticks and just say help.
Yeah.
And then the sticks fall
it's
off
be
and just says,
the days. Counting the days so we go back home.
Actually, no, Dylan's gonna start hallucinating. He's gonna try to bite my ass, bro, thinking it's a steak. I'm sorry.
I'll go crazy, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I will stay on one side. I would be like, you was not sending me in there to die. No. What about you?
I learned my stuff from Teen Titans Go. So
boy, you'll be a cartoon. All right, DJ, do you have three?
Nyla.
Okay.
I was gonna say Uncle Rom Rom, but then again, there might be a bonfire. So
he's smoking.
It's not a bonfire. It's just he's gonna mess around and find some weed in the forest somewhere.
He's gonna try to grow some weed. He wouldn't even say it's a deserted island. He'd call it a peaceful paradise. Just him growing weed.
Peaceful paradise goes crazy.
He'd be like
a little vacay.
Yeah,
you know what's crazy? Uncle Roman just came from vacation. Just this is off topic. Uncle Roman just came from vacation because he went on a cruise.
Yeah, go for him.
For his birthday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For his birthday.
Imagine Jerome would just be like, "Oh, they're here for us, Dag. I gotta leave my weed island. It's crazy."
But the thing is that you didn't say the term, the long term. It's gonna be long term.
Not for the long term. Say you're stuck there for 6 months.
So short term.
Short term. I don't think any of our cousins, including us,
would
stick there, survive a year.
Not even a little bit.
No. 6 months is reasonable. Mm-hmm.
All of us would be tossed into chaos, and I don't think we'd survive that way.
No. We would try to kill each other after a while.
No, I wouldn't lie to you. Imagine we find abandoned buildings and we just have to make it our home.
What island is this? Is this New York?
Dylan, you gotta understand, there's certain islands that are like, certain stranded islands might have ruined buildings on that island.
You know what?
That you might come across.
That might be fair. All right, my fault, DJ. Sorry for cutting you off. DJ, so Jerome...
Crazy. I was gonna say Uncle Rom Rom. I was gonna.
All right. Who else? Anyone from the panel?
I'm gonna be honest.
It's crazy. You're not picking TJ.
Listen, I will take TJ.
That was a pity.
No,
that was
like,
I heard
it.
You pick me. I heard that in his voice.
They had to think about it because I'm like,
I heard that in his voice. And he's like, I don't know.
I guess I could pick TJ.
Listen.
The words, I guess, is insane work.
So crazy.
Listen. Because I'm thinking about it. Because Dylan is going to not take it seriously, especially for 6 months.
No.
Michael, I love you, Michael, but you're going to eat all the food.
Ouch.
It's not even me eating all the food. It's just the fact that I have to survive with you off off the rip.
No, it's literally because of the food.
Wait, hold on. Michael may be skinny in 6 months being on that island, because he's not going to eat a thing. There won't be a cheeseburger, a chicken tender in sight.
And not only the fact that I'm trying to lose weight also, so it might help.
Oh, if you do that, maybe. And then, and then TJ, he got the brains, I'm going to be honest.
But I don't think TJ offers you anything.
What am I going to do? Exactly.
You could.
I could like, you find out which direction is north. There you go.
That means TJ would have to be the compass.
You can tell us. Listen. No. You can tell us the circumference and the diameter of how to build like a tent.
What?
Build buildings.
Yeah. I'm not a carpenter, but you know,
he'll get by. He'll get by.
See, and then so hard. I'm gonna be honest. Finding three people. Oh snap.
Oh.
Nobody said Roxy.
Because she doesn't offer
anything. I'm literally taking my three. That's crazy.
What does Roxy have to offer in the jungle? Well, in the island. On an island.
She just has crazy as the jungle.
That's fair.
So if she finds like an animal, she can befriend the animal. Then we got a whole... It's like Minecraft. Oh, yeah, I'm taking TJ. Never mind. I'm taking TJ.
All right.
I'm taking TJ. Nope. Mm-mm. Taking TJ. All right. That's three. Nala, Roxy, TJ.
All right. So my three would be, of course, TJ. He'd probably be the only person to know how to build a boat, or at least try to build a boat.
He could try.
The second one I'm taking... of course, would be Michael, because he's good with computers.
Right. Mofo, there's no internet.
Yeah, but like, he'll try.
How you gotta try? You just won't get any reception.
No, but I want to see the effort. Like, we gotta find something.
Okay.
How's he gonna build a computer?
He doesn't need.
I just wondered that also. Like, where's the... How am I find electricity?
Sir Isaac Newton laws of theory. You put an antenna to the sky and you get struck by lightning.
Michael's dying.
That's not...
That's not how any of that shit works, Dylan. That's not how any of that works.
I was in school. That's how electricity was made.
Dylan, what type of law are we doing right now?
It was not Newton. I'll tell you what.
That's not Newton, dude.
That's not Newton?
It's Ben Franklin.
Oh, my goodness. It's Ben Franklin.
Oh, Newton was gravity. Nah, Newton was gravity. Yeah. My fault.
Newton is laws of motion.
My bad. AX plus BX equals C.
Bro, at this point, can we just stop? Because my head is hurting during the fact that he's trying to understand this stuff.
My fault. Asshole, the last one I'm taking. Also, if Michael... Last one I'm taking would probably be... Who's the most ghetto?
What is your reasoning here?
Because someone had to stab a person in their younger days that they just don't talk about. So they probably out because they could probably kill some animals, right? And just not feel anything. I'm not a hunter.
That's a good point.
That is okay with stabby stab things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who's ghettoing? Oh, Coley.
Coley? No, she does watch serial killer shows.
Yeah. And she's in culinary school, so she wouldn't feel bad dicing up like fish or animals she's killed. She'll make a meal.
She would try to bake something.
Wait.
How are you gonna bake?
Yeah. Something about campfire, like. She can use or try to find something like aluminum. How the fuck are you gonna make aluminum foil?
Just
this
put it on a stick, put it over the fire. That's all you can do.
Yeah, just put it over the fire. That's how stuff is gonna get baked.
Yeah, but she'll know how to clean a fish, how to cut it up. She's had all that training.
Have you guys ever watched Dr. Stone?
Oh, I watched like clips of Dr. Stone.
TJ.
What?
Oh, this is perfect. Oh. Okay, yeah, never mind. I'm already set with my three. Yeah, I'm not changing my three. Because I forgot Nala can cook too. TJ.
But Nala doesn't have the training on to like strip the food. You have to clean the stuff you find on the island. And most likely it'll be fish.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's like Dr. Stone. And TJ is Seku. That is a
horrible statement.
He's the main protagonist. He's very smart. Put it that way. Right. So you're pretty smart.
Alright. So
maybe I might need Michael.
Cause he'll die first?
No.
Oh.
No, because he's
your reasoning for bringing Michael?
No.
That's Dylan's reasoning.
No, because Michael will provide me with comedic relief. Like me and him gonna chat it up. We're just gonna laugh for 6 months.
Okay.
While Coley cooking. She may get mad at us, but
she will be pissed. I feel like she's going to swim away.
But we also have
to swim away.
But I also took TJ. So TJ there to help us try to build a boat and everything, you know.
She's building a boat with just TJ and leaving you on that island.
that will be a possibility, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I can't lie about that.
It's gonna be you and Michael by yourselves.
We're gonna leave while you guys are sleeping.
Yeah.
That's a tough after I picked you, you know what, TJ off my team.
You don't understand.
I was just going with TJ's show.
Yeah.
I went actually.
You don't understand, Dylan. TJ and Coley are like close.
Nah, they're close. They're close. They wouldn't leave us. They wouldn't leave us. They wouldn't.
Yes, they will. That's the problem. They will.
No.
They will. Coley and TJ will like look at each other and nod.
Yeah. But there's an argument to take Roxy because Roxy knows how to climb trees. I don't know if she still does it, but she used to climb trees a lot.
Yeah, Roxy. So yeah, that's why I said Roxy.
Climb, get the fruits and stuff, but
I was gonna say Dwayne, but then I thought about it. And I might have jungle fever if I get Dwayne.
Nah.
Hey, not jungle fever. Dwayne might not make it.
Yeah, Dwayne off the first day.
Crazy.
He'll say finally and just walk into the ocean. And I was like, that's tough.
Dwayne is gonna be like, yeah, this is
a good run.
We sitting there be like, yo, we just got here.
Either that or Dwayne might treat it like Uncharted, I'm not gonna lie.
That is true.
Probably. Probably. All right. So, the panel will discuss this, but before we gonna get Nyla on the podcast, whose team y'all want to be on? Me and Michael are team captains.
Well, if you're team captain, shouldn't you guys pick? All
right, Michael. That is one.
True.
I take DJ.
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, TJ. Okay. So I haven't got a response yet. But basically, when she comes on in a couple of minutes, it will be who wants to take cartoon, who wants to take live action shows?
I take cartoons.
Oh, well, okay, that happened. I don't... That happened so fast.
It just happened so fast.
Okay, and TJ, we have live... Uh-huh. We have live action shows.
Okay.
So basically, on the upcoming segment, Judge Graham, right? That goes tough. Anyway, we will give this case to Nyla. Yeah. I don't know how we're going to debate it, but we're going to debate the case between live-action shows and live-action cartoons. We'll only use childhood shows because our tastes have differed now.
Well, deferred.
Deferred. Now, of course. So, for example, I don't watch Vampire Diaries. TJ may watch Vampire Diaries.
I don't.
Oh, you don't.
You know, I get the point. I get the rep. I get the point. Yeah.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you. But before we do any of that, we are going to finish the cartoon tier list. I have added more shows. We're going to finish that.
Oh, yeah. You did cartoon tier list.
I know. Yeah, Michael was right here.
I was very much highly mad at the fact that some of the cartoons were very much out of pocket.
All right. Now, some of these duplicate because I made a mistake on some. I'll make a mistake on uploading them. So, like, Annoying Orange duplicates, Breadwinners duplicates, and Tough Puppy, though, but don't
worry. I'm not going to lie to you. Annoying Orange has to go, bro. I never in a million years. Annoying Orange is garbage. It should have been F. Put a tier with F. Because Annoying Orange is garbage.
Can I? Am I allowed
to? Yes, make another thing and put it in F, bro.
You hit the settings icon. I think you hit the
Add a row below. Okay.
Add a row below.
Alright.
F.
Make it black.
Add a row below. Make it
black.
No, black. Black is.
What?
Make are it you, like
oh, first of all, Michael.
Brother, what's that? What's that, brother?
Alright, okay. So we're just gonna put trash for the sake
trash.
Of it. So we're putting Annoying Orange in trash?
And trash. Put I both like of them in there. Trash.
I agree.
Put both of them. Trash.
But can we acknowledge Annoying Orange does give us some good memes out of it? And when we were younger, it was hilarious.
Five. Like when we were like five.
When you do what's still popping.
It had a cartoon show. I never seen the
it was a YouTube
when it was
cartoon
because they cuss.
Show. It was YouTube cartoon shows. Garbage. All right.
Now the next one, it does have honorable mentions. Hold on, it does have honorable mentions because
I
did it. I didn't want to put Dora, Diego, any of those shows because that's way too young. And they don't really have any rewatch value. So Backyardigans kind of represent that start of the childhood.
Yeah, none of them have
to play value.
That's what I'm saying.
And to the thick of wits. Yeah. Into the thick of wits. Yeah.
Into the thick of it.
So how does it...
So what are we putting in?
We're going.
I'm going to put it in A or S.
Ooh.
Like either top of A.
I'll put it in A. I'll put it above Gumball.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Above Gumball is insane.
All right. So random.
Ew.
Ain't that so Raven like?
That's a crazy. That's a what?
That's like a D or a C. I'm not even putting it any higher.
Could it? But for
low D or a high C.
But for the music, because it puts you on the Cody Simpson.
A high D, low C.
But
that's how.
But catch up on everything. Socks and sandals.
Came from this show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Both of those came from this show. Oh my god.
I don't even remember that.
I put catch up on everything. Catch up on everything. Catch up.
Yo, bro, just put it in D. Just put it in D.
I'm sorry.
Put it C. Nah, it can have C.
Nah, I'll put it high D. I think it's over Zeke and Luffy. Okay.
Okay.
You think it's over Zeke and Luther?
Yeah. Now the
top.
So you think it's over the Cleveland show?
All right, we'll pull Zeke and Luther live.
Thank you.
We made the list together. What? All right. Next one up is Tough Puppy. It had such a short run that it's kind of.
Familiar. It had a short one, but it was good.
It was good.
I'll put it C.
But it's not. It would be better than That's a Raven. I'm not gonna lie to you. It would be better than That's a Raven.
That's a crazy statement.
Wait, That's a Raven's on C? Wait a minute. That's a Raven's kind of dope.
We made the list.
Remember, I wasn't here when y'all. I was like halfway here when y'all put the
list. All right. So where are we putting That's a Raven now?
That's a Raven should still be like B, but not better than Zoey 101.
Wait a minute.
Now I'm tweaking. It is better than Zoey 101.
We're going to finish these shows, and then we're going to revisit, because Michael is bugging right now. Sure. Incredible Crew.
What?
What is that? Dylan, you might as well put it on scene.
Hold on! Hold on. It had my running brother. Errands with my mom. Running.
Dylan, this is garbage, brother. Dylan, garbage, brother.
Nah,
garbage.
Now, what about annoying guy on the plane? No.
Garbage, brothers. Garbage, trash, brother.
All right, Planet Sheen is trash.
Yeah, Planet Sheen. No. Wait. Wait a minute.
Okay, hold on.
Planet Sheen, knowing that Planet Sheen was kind of stupid, it belongs in D. Even though Planet Sheen was stupid as shit, I still put it in D. I wouldn't say it's completely garbage, but it's in D.
No. No.
Listen, Planet Sheen has some good episodes, but
Michael,
there's no way you said garbage.
Michael, who votes for trash for Planet Sheen?
I mean,
I've never seen it.
I'll put it in front of Annoying Orange.
All right, fair enough. That's fair, but I still think it's personally trash. Next one, Breadwinners. This was like 2015.
Ooh, Breadwinners.
Like 2015.
2015. Breadwood. I don't know.
I think I'm going to put it in D.
Bro, after I stopped watching Gumball, I stopped watching the new shows on Cartoon Network.
Breadwood was on Nickelodeon, but I'm just going
to. Yeah, I'm about to say.
Never mind.
Breadwood was good, but it was during the transition of everyone watching anime and everything.
Anime, yeah. Fishhooks was a good one. Fishhooks was a good one, but I never watched the ending.
Did they?
Fishhooks is so good.
Did they have an ending? I know they graduated. Yeah. Was that the ending?
Yeah, graduation was the ending.
All right, so I
put it in B.
Yeah, I put it in B.
I like that idea.
Yeah, I like Fishhooks.
1, 2, 3, 4. Who's that knocking at my door?
Am I putting Fishhooks above Johnny Test?
Yep.
Fuck you. Fuck you. You think no. No. Dylan, you're smoking.
All right. Look at the shows. Am I putting it above Zoey 101?
Nah.
Yes.
All right. Rocket Power?
Yes. I have no idea what that is, so yes.
Ned the Classified?
No.
No.
All right. So it could go right before then. Fair
enough. Yeah, right before. I'm about to say, sir, you're tweaking.
All right. So 7D. I don't think a lot of people's watched this show.
What?
DJ's seen it because they had that.
Oh, it's the Seven Dwarves. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What has the iconic what?
Remember when the dwarf was singing in the shower? I don't know if it was happy or anything, but they brought him out to stage, let him sing in the shower because they really wanted to see him perform.
That's not famous at all.
Okay, but I know it. So that's the only episode I remember.
Just one clip. But yeah, I do remember watching this. This is at least it's a D. It's a very low D.
Alright, I'll put it behind Incredible Crew. Pen Zero Part-Time Hero. I don't know if
you remember this one. Okay, I do remember watching this now. Yeah, that's a D. That's an automatic D. Nope.
That is a crazy statement. Alright, now Randy Cunningham, Ninth Grade Ninja.
That's a C.
Can I say B?
Why?
The action. The handshakes. The theme song.
If we're going based off of that, then Uncle Grandpa needs to be in B.
Uncle Grandpa will be put in trash. Actually, trash.
Uncle Grandpa is all the way in the trash.
You know,
good morning.
Matter of fact, let's put Clarence in trash too. That thing.
Clarence. Stop. No, Dylan, you're actually making me be.
I'm sorry.
Corey, she's not my garbage.
We'll revisit it.
Nah, bro. Alright,
I'll put a C. Fair enough. Star versus the Forces of Evil.
That's an A.
Star and the Forces of Evil is A.
But the ending was trash.
I heard the ending was good, Dylan.
It was just open ended.
You're wild.
Okay. Is it over Wizards of Waverly Place?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm looking at this A list.
Rugrats? Absolutely not. Looney Tunes Show? Maybe.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. It might be a low A. Yeah, wait a minute. It might be a low A. I'm looking at this list.
So, over which show? Am I just putting it behind?
Just put it there.
All right. A-list. Loud House? Are we putting it trash?
Loud House is not trash.
Now.
I'll put it C. I mean, it's a fair C. I'll put it D tier.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
I watched like the first 10 episodes and then stuff like that.
All right, Ultimate Spider-Man.
Ultimate Spider-Man is not terrible.
It's not horrible.
I think it's a B.
I think once you get into like the Web Warriors, it falls off.
Web Warriors is actually kind of dope.
Yeah,
I thought.
All right, so am I putting it over Zoe 101?
No. All
right, fair enough. Now, 2012 TMNT. I didn't use the 2003 version before me and TJ. All
right, I ain't gonna hold you. This is an A. That was actually pretty solid. I love how they wrapped it up.
It's an S.
I ain't going that far.
I give it an A as well.
Hold on. When the eyes turn white, you know they was getting down to business.
That's okay, but that's fair. But that's an A.
Okay.
Wait, TJ, you remember when I came over after taking, I forgot what test it was, and we watched like the rat episode? And when I burnt
popcorn. Is that when you made the popcorn? Yeah. I do remember that. Oh, yeah, actually, how did I remember that?
Can I put TMNT over, I'm putting it, the best of A? All right.
Can come back.
All right, we'll come back. Legend of Korra. Anybody was going to defend it not to be in trash?
I'm putting it in trash.
I'm putting it in B. I wasn't going to say trash. The first season was fire.
First two, three
seasons were actually pretty good.
Nah.
It was like the last season.
Nah.
That was bad.
Nah. All right, next one. We Bear Bears.
You said We Bear Bears? I'm not going to lie to you. The amount of guest appearances that was on that show.
Crazy.
Amazing. So I'm not going to lie to you. It belongs at A.
Crazy word.
Or B.
It's a cute show.
I know this. I know I didn't add this, but would we put We Baby Bears in B if I added We Baby Bears? Because We Baby Bears is a better show, at least to me.
The same crap.
It's the same thing.
All right, but I'm putting it in A. Oh wait, are we putting it over Star?
No.
Right. Wander Over Yonder. That's A.
That's A.
It's A. Yeah. Definitely over Star.
Definitely over Star.
I watched these both at the same time.
So did we.
I agree with the Wonder Over Yonder. I just can't get over the song.
I just don't know if Wonder Over Yonder is over any of these shows.
I can give you a list of who he's over.
Actually, Kim Possible could be behind Wonder Over Yonder. I'm not gonna lie to you.
What? Okay. Yeah, all right.
I'm starting to scratch my head at Dylan at this point.
All right, now Fanboy and Chum Chum, can we put it in
that
trash?
That is a C and a half.
Trash.
No. Fanboy and Chum Chum belongs into the trash.
You said C, DJ?
I did.
Fanboy and Chum Chum belongs in the garbage.
It belongs in the garbage.
The only good thing that they have is the theme song. Fanboy and Chum Chum is garbage.
What about the slushies though? The slushies was going crazy.
Nah,
they could spend a whole episode talking about them slushies.
Bro,
that show is so
Generator X. I'm just I know I'm skipping ahead, but Generator Rex is S. I'm
all right,
it belongs at S plus.
No, we're skipping ahead. Sanjay and Craig, are we putting that in?
Sanjay needs to go the fuck away. All
right, we're putting that in trash. that's a fair statement. They threw up in each other's mouths, and I honestly can't get that episode out of my head.
That's disgusting.
I didn't watch that.
Yep.
Hero 108. I don't know if anyone woke up the earliest to watch this show.
What's that?
You did, Dylan.
Oh, I did. That's a fact. But that's because I couldn't sleep.
I did too. So you're making the same one?
You couldn't sleep anyway.
Yeah. Hero 108.
It's all right. Yeah. I don't know. Where would you put it, Dylan?
I'd put it a good D, but I'd put it over like these shows. That's a solid D. But you have to wake up extra early to watch it. That's what hurts it, because not a lot of people, you really couldn't watch it unless you woke up real early. All right, next one, Almost Naked Animals.
No, Almost Naked Animals.
Narwhals, narwhals swimming in the ocean. Is that that song? Is that that show?
Yep, it is.
Trash, anybody?
I wouldn't say it's complete.
I'll say D.
Yeah.
That's fair. All right. Now we get into the nitty gritty. Ant Farm.
Yeah. Ant Farm's good.
Ant Farm wasn't that bad.
Ant Farm is B tier.
Yeah, I give it B. I like that.
The music, the theme song.
And plus, I am you are we are.
Exception. All right. Now, Mighty Med had a good run. The two seasons was legit.
Yeah,
only because it really didn't like.
Is it because it wasn't on long enough?
Yeah, it just stopped. It just gave us an abrupt ending.
Yeah, that's fair. Now Lab Rats.
That's got to be A or S.
I agree with the A. His reason A is fine. It's crazy.
All right, I'm looking at the A tier. I could never put Lab Rats over Suite Life for Zach and Cody.
Just put them in just front put of
below them.
Dylan, didn't we say we was gonna come back to it?
Oh, we gonna come back to it. We gonna come back. I'm sorry. Kicking it. Bugging.
Change shit, huh?
Bugging.
All the tornadoes. I was gonna say all the tornadoes on that.
That is a B.
That's A. You bugging. Put it A.
Bugging. Anyway, Dog with a Blog.
That's how you know Dylan is squeaking right now.
I'll go to blogs. It's like a C or a B.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good C. Good C. Good C. Good C. Good C. Good luck, Charlie.
It's a B.
Yeah. High B.
Yeah. Pretty high B, yeah. Because that, I love every season.
All right. Shake it up.
Oh. Do I even remember anything that happened in this show? I don't know.
Honestly, I wouldn't even.
Most of it.
It's just dancing, right? I mean, that one
wouldn't even know if I wanted to tell you.
What I do remember of the show, unfortunately, is that they made dyslexia some kind of cancer, like it was life threatening to Bella Thorne.
Really?
No, that was the commercials.
But they played it during Shake It Up. They even made her dyslexia part of Shake It Up. It wasn't ever that serious.
I don't know where I'd put it. I don't know if I would watch it again. So maybe like C.
That's fair. Cause I don't think.
Not C.
Yeah, I mean Victorious. That's a watch again. Shout out. To
yeah.
A.
Yeah.
Ninjago. Hold on. Double S. All right, back off.
Okay. The 500 no, seasons. The 1500 seasons. You're gonna put it in double S.
Generator X. I said we'll revisit.
It belongs in God-like S, bro.
Yeah, this is
as legendary.
Yeah, it goes up with
so I'm going to drag Generator Rex right
SS
to the best A tier. I'm not.
What are we doing?
Nah, it's S. Okay. You have to put it with. Respectfully,
I'll put it with Teen Titans. I think that and Teen Titans is the
Magic School Bus. What are you doing? What are you doing? It's better than the Magic School Bus. Stop playing with me.
Yo,
stop playing with me. If I fight you, bro, you know how I will buy you, my nigga.
You know I will buy you.
Bro, you not buying nothing. How you gonna? Anyway.
Bro, you know I will buy you, my nigga.
Anyway.
Like, come on, bro. You know.
Michael. Michael. Since we're all here to revisit this, the Magic School Bus for the nostalgia and how it keeps teaching kids.
I don't
want
to hear none of that.
Come on, the Magic School Bus is the goat of everyone's childhood.
I don't want to hear that buffoonery.
Okay.
Buffoonery.
I am not putting Generator Rex in double S. It ran too short. When is the last time y'all seen Generator Rex? Watch the show.
I need you to understand. The collab with Ben 10. Yeah. Excellent.
That goes crazy, but then I would have put Fairly Odd Parents and Jimmy Neutron in double S. They had the best cartoon crossover.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're saying all together, Dylan.
Yeah, all together. Generator Rex hit, but it only had two seasons.
It had four.
It hits for the right reasons.
Nah, for real. The game was okay.
And it had great.
Great action.
Like a perfect ending.
All right. So, double S. Let's look at double S. Is Avatar, Last Airbender, Ben 10, Gravity Falls, Magic School Bus, SpongeBob, Ninjago. All right. No disagreements. S.
Ninjago, don't disagree right now.
Bro, I will box you for Ninjago, dog. I'm not going to lie to you.
I actually, like, never watched it.
Give me five.
I've seen, like, one episode, maybe.
Get on that. Nah. Once he opens up that book in Ninjago, trust me, it's going to be your favorite show. All right.
No, it ain't.
Next one. Adventure Time, Batman, Chowder, Dexter, Drake and Josh, Eddie.
Hold on. I don't know. Chowder. Is Chowder S?
Is it high S?
Chowder is S.
High S.
I don't think it's high
S. Chowder is S.
I will flip Generator X with Chowder.
Put lower.
That's fair. I'll flip Generator X for Chowder. That's fair. That's a fair statement. All right. Dexter's Laboratory, Drake and Josh. I might have to put Ed and Eddie over Dexter. Dexter behind Drake and Josh. All right, no argument. All right.
Yeah. You said it so fast. I don't know what you said.
Dexter, before Drake and Josh. Drake and Josh is over Dexter, and then Ed and Eddie is over Drake and Josh.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. After Dexter, it's Family Guy, of course. Then Billy and Mandy, Hey Arnold, Invader Zim, Kids Next Door, Phineas and Ferb, Scooby-Doo, the original. The original Scooby-Doo. Teen Titans, Chowder, Regular Show, Sweet Life on Deck, Steven Universe, Total Drama Island, and Tom and Jerry.
Scooby-Doo, where are you?
Yeah, that's fine. That's good.
That's a good S tier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. All
right. Michael, any debate?
I don't.
Michael's been surprisingly silent.
Well, that's because I'm playing Kingdom Hearts.
Fair enough. I do hear it.
I can't.
And Even Universe needs to be next to Chowder.
I'm not putting Universe over a regular show. No.
But it needs to be over a Sweet Life on Deck.
We're talking about the first season of Steven Universe, including the movie, I personally think it might be a little above regular show. But if we talk about Steven Universe with Steven Universe future, no, it's not above regular show at all.
Nothing's technically regular show should be right up there with Adventure Time, but I would never.
It still counts. You should put a regular show right next to Adventure Time, to be honest with you.
No, because then you're moving Batman, and I kind of think Batman should be double S.
Double S?
Yes, Batman should be double S, and it's the animated adventures. with Kevin Conroy in it, sir. You know, I'll tell you.
I think it's fine here.
Yeah. I guess it's fine. I ain't got no obligations.
All right. Total, because you could say that for Total Drama Island too. Because the first 5-6 seasons of Total Drama is hilarious, right? But once you get to All Stars and everything starts going downhill and they start bringing people back from the dead, could you put Total Drama Island anywhere above anything else? No. All right. So A tier.
Why are we talking about that the new Total Drama? They got some good characters. But I hate Chris's new voice.
Yeah. They need a regular dude up there. All right. So A tier is TMNT 2012, Backyardigans, Amazing World of Gumball, Boondocks, Jimmy Neutron, Danny Phantom, Flapjack, which may actually have to go into B tier, Fairly Odd Parents, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Lab Rats, Kickin' It, Fosters, Powerpuff Girls, iCarly, Samurai Jack, Looney Tunes, The Looney Tunes Show, Rugrats, Wizards of Waverly Place, Wonder Over Yonder, Kim Possible, Star, We Bare Bears, and Victorious.
Yeah, I could see Flapjack moving down.
I could see Flapjack going into B tier. I could understand that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I accept.
Oh?
Flapjack moving down.
I don't think it's better than the other shows.
No. It doesn't have the rewatch value of the other shows either.
Wait. Repeat the list again.
2012 TMNT, Backyardigans, Gumball, Boondocks, Jimmy Neutron, Danny Phantom, Flapjack, Fairly Odd Parents.
Hold on.
I'm not done. Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Lab Rats, Kickin' It, Fosters, Powerpuff Girls, iCarly, Samurai Jack, Looney Tunes, Looney Tunes Show, Rugrats, Wizards of Waverly Place, Wander Over Yonder, Kim Possible, Star, We Bare Bears, and Victorious. Yeah, I could.
Never mind. Yeah, you say it's better than We Bare Bears. But I still put it a B.
Yeah, I think it's top of B. All right, no. B tier. Flapjack, My Gym's Partner's a Monkey, Big Time Rush. Big Time Rush may have to move up to A. That's just me. Cat Dog, Good Luck Charlie, Courage, Hannah Montana, Johnny Test, Nez the Classified, Fish Hooks, Rocket Power, Zoe 101, Ultimate Spider-Man, and Ant Farm.
I'm fine with that.
Fine with that. Could we move Big Time Rush up?
I don't know. Are you rewatching Big Time Rush?
For sure. Because if you hit the worldwide, I'll be thinking about you.
I might like re-listen to some of the songs from Big Time Rush, but I'm not rewatching the whole show. No thanks.
Mm-mm. I've rewatched the show before. It's not bad. Cause we
move it up again, but I like it here.
All right.
I'll be right in prison, man.
You're gonna take it down.
Yep.
All right. C tier 16. South Park, All Grown Up, Camp Lazlo, Teenage Robot, Wild Thornberries, Tough Puppy, That's So Raven, Randall Cunningham, Ninth Grade Ninja, Mighty Med, Dog with a Blog, and Shake It Up.
Fine.
Yeah, that's fine. All right.
I think Wild Thornberry might be better than 16, though.
I think I could put 16 at the bottom of C tier, because not many people. Yeah. We all don't remember.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. No. I mean, me and DJ and Michael remember it, because, I mean, I guess we watched it, and TJ just maybe watched an episode or two. Went
over my head.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. D tier, American Dad, So Random, Cleveland Show, Corey in the House, Rocco's Modern Life, Cow and Chicken, Johnny Bravo. I can't see the name for these two, so I'm forgetting. Robot right. Chicken.
Rep and Stimpy.
Yeah, okay. So that's Robot Chicken, Zeke and Luther, Loud House, Incredible Crew, Hero 108, 7D, Pen Zero, Part-Time Hero, and Almost Naked Animals.
I'm tempted to put Zeke and Luther in trash. Every time I see the name of that show, I just like physically cringe. I don't know.
Physically cringe. Got it.
The problem is you have the slap high five. I mean, Zeke and Luther does give you good moments for what it was.
What moments?
All right, one, you have the slap high five, right? The iconic handshake that everyone remembers.
Right? Not really a moment.
Not really a moment, but everyone remembers it. Two, you remember the smoothie shop, and then they're skateboarding when they had to skateboard.
No, I do not.
Yeah.
Them skateboarding was the only thing I remember.
Yeah. I mean, for what it was just two idiot teenagers skateboarding and having fun around. That can't lie. True. They achieved the best. And it came on at like 12 o'clock at night.
No, it was like 7. Yeah. It was 12 because it was bad.
I'll just skip over it.
Yeah.
With my eyes.
All right. Trash.
Put it in trash.
Planet Sheen. Annoying Orange. We put Annoying Orange twice off of Michael's request. Uncle Grandpa, Clarence, Cora, Fanboy and Chum Chum, and Sanjay and Craig.
What even is Sanjay and Craig? Isn't that like a... I feel like I've watched it. Hold on, let me check.
It's a rip-off Fanboy and Chum Chum.
Oh!
And put a snake.
Fanboy and Chum Chum's way better than Sanjay and Craig.
I've got a rip-off Fanboy and Chum Chum.
Yeah, no, I can stand trash. I just looked it up. I was like, oh, it's this show.
That's funny.
Come on, TJ. All right.
TJ knows what's up. Wait, if TJ made the logo, right?
Wait, Tough Puppy.
Tough Puppy. We have it already on there.
We have Tough Puppy somewhere, don't we?
So why is it doubled?
Oh, because that was a mistake by me, and I had to reset everything, and I wouldn't want to do it. But we have Tough Puppy and C tier.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. No arguments.
Yeah.
None of that.
No.
That is our.
Wait. So wait. Okay. This is practically off topic.
All
right. If the logo is finished, right?
That's
why
not
didn't
done.
Put it as the Discord icon? If it's it's not finished.
It's not done. But that's okay. That's a discussion after the podcast.
All right, jolly good show, good fellow. That's what I thought. That's what popped in my head.
All right.
Jolly good show.
As far as I know,
bring in our guests. Honestly,
yes, I couldn't get in contact with her, but I will call her and see what is up. Y'all talk about y'all week.
Let's talk about success, guys. Like
success. What's your what are your successes this week, Michael?
In all honesty, hopefully being fully recovered from being sick.
I meant like in the past week, not the upcoming week.
Oh well, besides me graduating Job Corps, been okay so far.
Is that a success?
Anybody have... I don't think...
I got all my certifications. What do you want me to tell you?
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
What happened, Dylan?
You just know what I was talking about, Michael. You just said, it's been okay, I guess. That's what I meant. But yeah, good job.
That's graduating.
Yay.
Does anyone have Nyla's name on Discord to speed this process?
No.
Yeah, I think I have her added.
No, I was about to say none of us have her added.
DJ, she's saying you.
I can invite her. Oh,
you can invite her, not TJ. TJ gonna invite you.
Yeah, TJ also has.
All right, so hold on.
I don't have Nyla on Discord, which is kind of like disheartening.
All right, but if we want to talk about the logo, TJ, do you still have like the starting point of the logo, like how it first started out, that black and white?
I gotta see it.
The paint, the Microsoft paint.
And you was like, trust the vision.
Now, Trust the Vision is wild. I gotta see it. Wait.
This is what it looked like before when I drew it up, trying to explain it to Dylan.
That is so bad.
That's disgusting.
Oh, come on. But you saw what we saw, the vision, though.
Vision.
We saw the vision.
What vision? It wasn't there.
I drew the circle. I was like, all right, so there's going to be a circle behind, and then we're going to be us in front. And then Dylan told me to put family first behind, but that didn't end up lasting.
No, no, no. That's too many, probably, letters.
Mm-hmm. Man said family first.
Yeah. The only thing we didn't do for you, Michael, is that we didn't make your picture black. We made it purple. So, I mean, it worked. Yeah,
you said black or red was your favorite color, and DJ was already red. So, I was like, well.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, my DJ. Why?
So, if DJ want to give up the red, sure. He'll change it.
No. Fine.
But
my second favorite color had to be a forest green or like
someone's already green.
I'm already green.
Oh damn. can it be like mint green, like a lighter blue?
Yeah,
like
maybe
blue. I, a color that doesn't maybe resemble green, blue, or red.
All right, can someone invite Nyla?
Yellow, there we go.
Yellow.
Dead. Oh, TJ, you invited Nyla? Who invited Nyla? Someone invited her. All right, thank you.
I was about to say, is she in the server?
Not yet. No, give her a minute.
She's taking a dump.
Oh.
For the wild, she's doing a her.
Kind of didn't have to say that. This goes out to the pub. Anyway,
she's here.
Anyway. Is she?
Yeah.
Where?
She joined.
Since when?
Since right now.
Oh, okay.
Since 9:03 p.m.
9:03? Since what? All right. So just to make it, everyone has their case for a cartoon and live action shows?
We'll figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Sorry. I was okay. So remember, DJ and Michael, you are cartoons, right? Me and TJ are live action. Can someone flip a coin? Who has a coin on them right now? I should, but I don't.
Matter of fact, I got it.
All right.
Hey Sherry, flip a coin.
Heads. Didn't ask heads or tails, Michael.
I was about to say my fault. Heads or tails?
TJ?
What?
Pick heads or tails.
Heads or tails?
Oh, sorry. Tails.
All right, let's try again. Hey, Sleary. Not TJ,
what's up with the knife?
It's tails.
Huh?
All right, it's tails.
What's up with the knife?
TJ, do you want to present the case first, or we should let them
know? We can get the rebuttal.
Okay, so y'all are arguing why cartoons are better than live action shows.
Interesting.
All right. Are we arguing specific shows or like?
No,
just like,
I don't know. But you could like use shows in your like case. For example, they might use.
That's an example. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. Because I just
realized the poll. How does Cody, Nisha, and Roxy have two votes, but Nyla only got one vote?
I don't know. And then Nyla's here. I voted for everybody. I voted for literally
you
everybody.
Voted, I was like, y'all can choose multiple votes.
Oh, then I don't know. I think I just voted for Nyla. I think I just voted for Nyla.
I voted for everybody.
I know I didn't vote for everybody.
Only
me and Michael voted. Oh, and you voted for Roxy, Dylan.
Oh, I voted for Roxy. My fault.
I didn't even vote.
And you should have.
You should have voted.
I didn't see the poll, to be honest.
I made the poll after y'all went to bed.
Yeah, facts.
I didn't go to bed.
Crazy.
Crazy.
But how was everyone's week? I know It's an emotional week. We already discussed this. For all of us.
No, it ain't.
All right, my fault. I know tomorrow will be an emotional day for some of us.
It will.
Thank you.
I'm glad TJ could filter out the bad stuff. All right. So I know she's using the bath. But no, because tomorrow, you know, RIP, we can put this out on the internet. RIP to our grandmother, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, tomorrow we'll make...
What was that, like 6 years? 6, 7?
2018 to 2024 is about 6
2019.
Years. 2019.
Yeah.
18.
Yeah.
2018,
DJ. 18, yeah. Because she passed away right
before we both got... Literally a year later when grandpa passed.
Yeah. We can put that on the internet. What they gonna do?
The onion rings.
Yeah. So... Shout out, very sad day. We're all gonna send hugs. But before this, is she joining? No, that's just DJ. My fault. But before we do anything, we have an upcoming gaming thing that we're trying to set up in July. So, TJ says his Wii U sort of works, sort of doesn't work.
I don't have any controllers, but it's also not hooked up. I'd have to hook it up.
Michael, do you still have your Wii controllers?
I mean, I have my Wii U. I do have some of my controllers. I don't know what's going to happen.
All right. TJ still has an Elgato. TJ has the most space. So who's
that makes sense.
So who has Wii Sports Resort?
TJ might have it because I don't. It.
But I have to look for it wherever it is located.
That's fine. And we're going to set up a little gaming contest. It'll be a quick video. A gaming contest between us. And we're just going to pick 4 to 5 games on Wii Sports Resort and see who's the best at it. Who's the best in Wii Sports Resort?
Me, I'll win.
Wait, look at my icon.
What is it?
Icon.
Sus. Right now, I'm sus in the unathletics.
Oh, I
can
do that.
The fact that we're playing Wii Sports and we both...
Yes, you can change it.
And the thing is, yeah.
You can make your own.
That's cool. Anyway. But yeah, we're playing Wii Sports Resort, and we're going to decide on the games of Wii Sports Resort when we are able to get together, hopefully in July before TJ goes away.
You mean next month? Because we're in June.
Yeah, because we could plan it out, because we're all busy right now. And some things, but if we plan it a month ahead and have it set straight,
great.
Yes. How about like?
Yes. And we're still waiting for Nyla. Anybody want to rush her along?
I like customizing.
Heavy deuce.
Nah, she heavy on it right now.
All right.
Heavy on it. What? I ain't lying. Neither.
You want us to lie or freaking just...
I mean, you said it out loud to the public, DJ. That's on you.
Right now,
the only people that listen to this podcast, at least on TikTok, is our aunties and Dwayne.
Well, Dwayne and, your sister-in-law.
Oh, that too. Yeah, he's showing that off to the sister-in-law, for sure. For sure.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. 9:30 is the limit.
Yeah, 9:30 is the limit, and then we'll close it and try her again next week or whenever we're all free again.
Okay.
Till next week.
Till next week, basically. Basically. But yeah.
I copied you, DJ.
Hey!
Aw.
Wait.
But I don't know how to change it, but I guess I'll do it later in life.
You gotta click on it.
Yeah, you click on your profile.
Yes. Right
click? You hover over your name, and then to the right, it appears like chilling, gaming, in the zone. You just create custom status.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just gotta make sure.
Right now, I'm life, says Michael.
He is white, though, so I mean, fair enough for you.
Not white, life.
Oh, my
life.
Fault. My fault. My fault.
You get white from.
So you're. Hold on.
Are you black or are you white? We need to know. The people need to know.
The more you know.
She knows. She knows. I know she knows. Whoa.
Nyla.
Nyla.
Hello. All
right, everyone. Nyla. The first guest on the podcast. Let's clap it up for her. Clap it up. TJ refused to clap.
I tried.
Can't hear it.
My mic didn't pick it up.
First, before we start the segment, Nyla, we will ask you a couple of questions to allow the audience to get to know you. So we'll ask a couple of questions.
Okay.
All right. Favorite color?
Green.
All right. Favorite childhood show?
I don't know. I guess I'll go with Fairly Odd Parents for right now. That's the first thing that comes to mind.
All
right,
and this is from our first episode. Favorite repass?
Favorite recast?
Repass.
What's that?
What was our favorite repass of the funeral?
After the funeral.
That's in our family. Who was our favorite?
That's a stupid question.
I mean,
oh, my God.
he said, my God.
I don't think. I think it might have been Grandpa's. People were playing spades and stuff. Or somebody else's. I don't know.
No, it was Grandpa.
It was Grandpa.
Fair.
Yes, that one. Mm-hmm.
Fair enough. Thank you. Also, she's a college graduate.
Yes. Golly good chill.
Thank you.
Go for her. All right. So, this segment is Judge Graham, basically. Explained it earlier in the podcast, but you will be the judge of two teams, me and TJ, against Michael and DJ. We're arguing what's better, our childhood live action and our childhood cartoon shows, and you'll have to deliver a verdict on what is better.
And then live action childhood shows. Nothing.
Anyway, so
who's on what side?
Me and TJ are representing live action. DJ and Michael are representing cartoons.
Okay.
And since we won the coin toss, we delegated to them to present their case first. So. Good luck, you two.
All right, Jolly Good Show, good fellows.
Yes.
And all honesty, I feel as if cartoons are better than the actual real life stuff, because if you take into accountability of, I would say, storytelling, I think cartoons got it when storytelling, in my own opinion, because. If you look at some of the cartoons that came out, they have, like, really good storytelling for most of them, to be honest. Wouldn't you agree, DJ?
Yes. I will agree.
Trying to get the opposition? No. My boy on trial?
It is on.
No, I'm on his side.
Well, okay. Now,
look, I'm with me.
They are a team. They're trying. I don't know how it's gonna work together, but
wait a second. So it's childhood cartoons versus childhood live actions.
Basically.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is okay. So to add on with what Michael said about the storylines, some of them were, you know, you get like the lighthearted, goofy episodes. And then just for like maybe like a couple episodes, you have like the, like in Fairy Odd Parents, how you had like the poof or the Jimmy Timmy Power Hour, you'll get all these like hour specials that just hits home to people because it's what the fans want. It's what the fans needed from the cartoons.
Yeah, but most modern shows talk about, I'll believe to say, like, they have, like, some sort of serious tone. Mm. Like, I believe in the most modern shows deals with what other people deal with in the real world.
Okay.
When they have, like, empathizing that certain stuff. Like, with Steven Universe, with, I'm guessing the way how Spinel got abandoned by Pink Diamond, and it shows that she basically got manipulated and thinking that, oh, I'll do it for her because she was a friend of mine, and then and all that happened and all that blew up. And examples like Steven Universe has like different topics, serious tones, even had an actual death in that show specifically. What happened to I forgot what this dude's name. DJ, help me out.
And where?
I object.
Because that, no.
How are you objecting?
They don't know what they're talking.
Nah, you can't do that.
They're gonna interrupt those three guys.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm talking about Lars, yeah, the character Lars, he actually died in the cartoon show.
Spoilers.
And then he was brought back to life. Listen, you gotta understand, if any of y'all in the audience have not seen Steven Universe, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Maybe they're participating in the Worldwide Day of Play. You can't assume.
That's a whole different channel. A whole different channel.
The Worldwide Day of Play is dead.
I tried.
They said in 3 hours.
Yeah, nah.
Time out. Let's talk about how stupid the Worldwide Day of Play is. That all you had to do was turn the channel. Turn the channel. And you were straight.
Right,
oh
gosh!
And Saturday was fire though. They had all the new episodes. From 7 a.m. to like 12 p.m. with all new episodes.
Yeah.
All right.
So it made sense for the Worldwide Day of Play to be on Saturday.
Back to what I was saying. Yes. With these serious tones, and then not only that, remember the movie Coco? It has how he went to the other side.
Okay.
Well, like, hold on. I know I said no interruptions. Childhood. I don't think that counts as childhood.
Coco came out in like 2018. We were all well into high school or graduated.
Oh yeah, we was all well in high school.
But let them talk because we had a good five minutes.
All right.
Go ahead. We had a good like 5 minutes. Right. Go ahead. All
right.
You want to start, Dylan?
I will start. Right. So acquiring from our opposition of lawyers today that was saying that cartoons were better. They had no idea what they were saying. Steven Universe, though, had dark themes. Okay. They also were very stupid about it. One, how can a pink diamond be someone that turned herself into a rose, then turned herself into a boy? I'm sorry. Yeah. But if we look at the live action shows, the Shake It Ups, the Good Luck Charlies, the Dog with the Blogs, ones that represented the family, the tension, the growth and development of these characters that you see expressed in their multiple ways, rather it was Dog with the Blog with the brother being a math genius, rather it was Good Luck Charlie, Teddy making those video diaries for, you know, basically Charlie when she grows up to be her age. While also, we have to shout out for the live action ones to show that people really ain't trusting. Spencer cheated on my girl Teddy 3 times, and she still went back.
Yeah. If I could build off of what Dylan was saying there, I think that live action shows, they're like much more grounded in like nature and much more like relatable to people watching. Like a cartoon, I love cartoons and everything, right? But you can't tell me, like with the example of Steven Universe, that a guy with a shield and a gem in his belly is more relatable than, like, say, for example, like Teddy and Good Luck Charlie. Like, she is a pretty grounded character. She has flaws. She has everything. And since it's a human, you know, playing the actual character, it's much more able to get feelings and empathy across.
I'm going to counteract that, right?
Okay.
Remember Garnet. Garnet is a fusion of Ruby and Sapphire. It has more traumatic problems than that.
I'm playing, but not really.
She has more traumatic problems than that too.
Can I counteract this? Ruby, Sapphire, and their traumatic issues are not relatable to real life. They were just mad that they couldn't stay fused forever, and they sung a song about it. And that's kind of it.
I'm gonna say I disagree with you there, Dylan.
You're on my team.
I know. All the stuff in cartoons where it's like sorta not feasible is usually stems from some form of like symbolism, you know. But if you're like a young person, right, you're not gonna get all the symbolism, right? When we were children.
I'm not gonna lie, TJ, you're lucky cooking. I don't know if you guys know this, but my degree is in English, so I'm actually kind of like cooking mentally right now. So,
I got this. I'm pandering a little. It's fine. Symbolism. All right. Symbolism, metaphor.
So like, I'll know if you're wrong.
TJ, I would like to counteract you with the symbol.
Wait, I wasn't done. I wasn't even done. Saying? I forgot now.
You talk about symbolism.
You're talking about symbolism.
Yeah. When we were like children, we're not gonna understand like all the symbolisms and like metaphors and cartoons and like what they mean. We just digest like what is at face value in front of us, right? Because we're like kids, we're not gonna like try to interpret what we're watching and everything. With a live action show, it's much more simple and usually more to the point about what it's trying to get at, and I think it can create a more enjoyable experience that way for us young children.
Okay. I would like to say something about cartoons, though I respectfully agree with my fellow person in TJ. Cartoons have this problem of every episode has to be a formula. For example, Phineas and Ferb was always sing a song, make something new, and it disappears at the end of the episode. Some of those episodes were straight fire, but some of those episodes fall flat. Cartoons have to repeat a formula that panders to the audience. Whenever they decide to switch it up, it's great, but they only switch it up maybe every couple of episodes per season.
But the thing is, though, they were still grabbing onto the audience, making more episodes and making us more watch it on a daily basis. Like, we were excited to see a new episode of Phineas and Ferb every day, even though it was the same formula. We still watched it, and the numbers would still keep going up because we were still watching the same thing over and over again. Until they took one episode, they was like, hey, let's go forward to where they were about to go to college. So that one was like a big significance and a big difference. Okay. That's why Phineas and Ferb was so like big till this day, technically.
Also,
I want to put it in theoretically.
Also, we would have to say that live action shows our childhood live action shows just have better music than the childhood cartoons. They have.
Okay. I don't know about that one.
I don't know about that, sir.
Let me cook. Let me cook.
Even Nyla would tell you you're wrong.
Let me cook. Let me cook. Let me cook.
Dismiss.
Let me cook.
You did kind of lose everybody there.
Let me cook. Because
you said there's better songs than I arrange.
Because if we look at our childhood cartoon shows, yes, Phineas and Ferb has some bangers. Yes, there's some other shows that had some bangers.
Bro, but
hold on. I said let me cook.
Dumb.
I said let me cook.
Order of the court.
Anyway.
That's Nyla's job.
Nyla, you getting you losing control.
Yeah. Nobody told me what the parameters were. Yeah, order in the court or something like that.
Yeah. Anyway, but if we look back on the songs that graced our childhood, we had Worldwide by Big Time Rush. We had Song to You by that boy Andre and Tori. We had Take a Hint by Tori. iCarly. Just the theme song alone.
I'm not gonna lie to you, gang. You cannot use what's it called, BTR, because they really only did the show because they were a band. So they're technically a special exception, okay. But all the other points were valid.
Yes, okay. Because Victorious, though, if you want to go hit for hit with Victorious and Phineas and Ferb, Victorious has more hits than Phineas and Ferb.
We can go bad for a bad. Fuck that.
Dylan.
We can go F for F.
What happened?
Dylan. Yo, I'm fucking nailing so much. Bro. That's what that shit really feels like.
Dylan. And if we go...
Dylan,
what happened?
Are you telling me...
Yes, yes.
That the Andre and Tori song is better than... Kitchy Kitchy Goo.
It's, I said, yes, but if you.
That's
but,
the wrong song to choose.
That's the wrong song to choose. Let's say this. Here we are in the future.
Okay.
Okay.
Hypotheticals now.
Here we are in the future.
What are you trying to compare that one to?
I was going to go.
You could line it up. Line it up with any Phineas and Ferb song. Yeah, Phineas and Ferb, Perry. Phineas and Ferb, Backyard Beach. Phineas and Ferb.
The show we should be choosing right now. But
no, we shouldn't.
But then you have Victoria's song that you get that song to you.
I'm not gonna lie. Victoria's
only
got like 3 bangers.
Oh, nah. Nyla's
bugging. All hours.
Take a hand.
Throw my hands in my hips.
It's one out of the three.
Do we forget that Victorious has one of the best covers of I Want You Back from when they were in prison?
No, Dylan, I'm sorry.
But that's not their song. The point is that it's their song.
Dylan,
that's not their
song. I'm going to stop you right now. Stop you on this music track.
I'm sorry.
I don't think you're winning on that.
But the thing is, let's talk about the animation side of things towards the cartoon.
There's no animation in live action.
I know, right?
If you want to say what's better quality made, then
what's better quality? To be honest, like quality, like voice actors and actors in general.
I don't think that should be categorized at all.
If you want to go with acting. Sure, but some of the voice actors were bad.
I wish I could help y'all, because y'all are grasping at arguments, and I understand what y'all are trying to say, but I can't go off of what you're trying to say. I could only go off of what you're telling me.
Nala, for the first time, about to be like, you know what? It's split down the middle. I don't care no more.
It's not even that. I'm like, I get what y'all trying to say.
Sorry.
But like a teacher grading your essay, I cannot help you until the end. until you get to the conclusion. Oh, God.
Wait, but let me say, live action probably has, no, def, nah, they don't have better acting. I would say the acting's about the same. Oh, let me talk about iconic moments, though. I think live-action shows give you much more iconic moments than cartoon shows from when we were
in. At least three.
Oh, my gosh. I really want to say something, but I cannot be biased. I really can't. I could do arguments for both sides. Y'all are killing me right now.
I mean,
But the problem is I disagree with my side.
My TJ! Hold on. I'm gonna search up iconic moments because I don't know.
TJ's about to transfer over to the dark side.
He's I'll take you all on.
About to be down himself. Oh man.
We have just SpongeBob. That's the crazy part. Like, we still got SpongeBob.
Nah, like, the best day ever. Best day.
Yeah.
If you gonna use SpongeBob, can I use Big Time Rush?
No. I don't know if that's what you would want to choose to go band for SpongeBob, but
I mean for the songs though, you would have to go band
no,
for band.
Bro, no. No. SpongeBob is going to pull.
His shoes are looking good.
Come on, sir. You gotta step that shit up. I'm not even going.
Oh, back. Hold on. Let me not forget about the most popular Drake and Josh. When they get stuck in the treehouse. Come on now.
That's one.
Zoe 101. When Chase gets back from college and falls off the roof.
Dylan,
what are you talking about right now? Dylan.
TJ, help me. Help me.
TJ can't help you.
TJ? I don't know what to say, man.
Alright. TJ, I'm gonna let you cook. Maybe.
Oh, bro. The most iconic moment has to be in SpongeBob. He's like...
I feel like SpongeBob cheating with iconic, though.
We can go back. Sure, we can go back.
I'm sorry. That song stuck in my head.
No. Okay. So, right. Back to, like, the acting, like, part, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in voice acting, it's much, I don't want to say it's easier because it's not easier, like, per se, to, like, get off the feeling and emotion behind different, like, aspects of a character's, like, dialogue and, like, stuff like that. But in acting, it's so much, like, more involved with the actors, like, trying to convey, like, different emotions, like, off the screen. So, like, if like, say, for example, what's a good, like, scene, emotional scene that's in a live action?
It's hard when it's in your childhood because there ain't that much.
There's probably not. Oh, when CC finds out and Shake It Up that she's dyslexic. And she
that is not emotional at all.
She cried about it.
Let's just take that.
Thank you.
To, like, for actors, you have to, like, somehow, like, method act, like, find a way to get into character, actually cry, like, on command. And I feel like that takes more, like, effort than having to just, like, go, like through a mic, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, there's still a lot of, like, emotion, like, raw, like, emotion behind, like, cartoon, like, voice actors. Mm-hmm. But it's just harder to get across that feeling when it's voice acting and not, like, live action acting.
Yeah. I let TJ cook. See, he was cooking. I'm allowed to piggyback off TJ with the acting. I have to talk about the comedy between the live action shows
and the cartoon shows. I'm done.
The live action shows are not funnier, but we could go back and watch those comedic moments more than we could watch the cartoon comedic moments.
That's an oval. Are you sure this is the argument that you want to go with, Dylan?
That's not a circle. That's an oval.
What? It's fine.
Are you sure this is the argument that you want to go towards? Dylan. I'm just being objective. I'm not going to help nobody, but I'm just saying there's something that could be addressed that will shoot that shit completely down. So, do you want to proceed? I'm only the judge here. I'm just trying to, you know, be as objective as
possible. You know what? I would like to hear what the cartoon side would have to say. I will refute their points.
Nice dodge.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm not gonna do the audacity of I'm not doing the audacity he did of bringing up voice acting or what would you say, jokes or songs, because
no, the question is who really got better jokes in the
no, no.
I think it's pretty even when it comes to comedy.
Yeah, like who has the best comedic thing?
I feel like if you watch the stupidest live action shows from our childhood and you watch the stupidest cartoon shows, they're about even. Drake and Josh may have funnier jokes here and there, but I think it's about even. iCarly too.
Nothing outbeats SpongeBob in its stupidity.
I have a question.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Why are you guys talking about other channels? It's literally just Nickelodeon right now. Are we just sticking to Nick or is it like...
I mean, did we watch
Shake It Up channels? Is Disney.
Shake It Up is Disney.
I mean, they did Disney for like 2 seconds, but... Because there are other channels as well. Like, we don't have to do just Cartoon Network.
But we were trying to think of childhood cartoon shows. Like, live action.
There's Fish Hooks. That was great. Fish Hooks was like...
I think the problem is there's too much cartoons and there's not enough live action.
And it's not
Excuse me, I'm going band for band right now.
Wait, I was about to help them, but never mind.
Nah, I'm going band for band right now. I'm hitting Google. Hold on.
Hitting the domain expansion?
Yes.
Like I said, domain expansion.
Because Disney...
Oh. I'm about to start telling Dylan, with this treasure I summon.
Nah, because you got Ant Farm, Good Luck Charlie, Dog with the Blog.
Disney XD, Lab Rats. That's one of my favorite ones. One of my favorite... live actions. It's
We got to go on the internet.
Live actions. I'm not even looking anything up.
I'm looking on the internet. That's me. Wait. Can I get back to my music point?
No.
No.
I'm sorry, but I'm forgetting a show that had bangers.
Okay.
Austin and Allie.
It's a good show.
I'm gonna be honest.
Why did I join the other team for a second? I said,
TJ, you're on my side.
Yeah.
You had Austin and Allie, Lab Rats, Sweet Life of Zach and Cody, Sweet Life on Deck, Jesse, Pair of Kings.
Oh. Now the question for you: what about you remember Totally Spies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Crack in the Creek was
like.
Yeah, Crack
in
the Creek now.
Crack in the Creek is trash.
Crack in the Creek is not trash.
Crack in the Creek is absolutely.
I will stand on the hill and say Crack in the Creek is not garbage.
All right, you could stand on that, but then but Crack in the Creek is on the same tier of Liv and Maddie when it comes to shows like that.
Ben 10. We got Gravity Falls. Gravity Falls is top tier. Gumball has some good ones.
We got a couple.
And then we still got regular show, to be honest with you.
What are you arguing right now?
No, we just...
I was literally about to say the same thing.
We're not arguing anything. We was just bringing up shows. We were just bringing up shows. But, hold on. All right. So let me go down the list. Let's talk about rewatchability.
I think you could rewatch.
Don't do it.
Stop. Don't do it. Now, hold on.
Don't do it.
Let me cook.
Let me cook.
TJ, be on my side. Please.
Listen, I can sit here and rewatch regular show, Adventure Time, Gumball, and possibly...
Hold on. Can I cook? Can I cook?
Fine. He might be cooking the team. I'm listening though.
Let me cook. Okay, so if we go based off of rewatchability, I think there's more live action shows that can be rewatched from our childhood than rewatched from childhood. Cause if you go down the list of what came out in the 2010s, right, and we made a whole cartoon thing, right?
I'm not gonna let you set yourself up for failure like this. Wow. So I'm just gonna mention this clearly. Half the shows you about to mention, Remember that whole stuff with Dan Schneider and how kids were uncomfortable filming?
I'm okay. I still listen to Michael Jackson. Pass off.
I don't know what he was about to say. R. Kelly, I'm about to say you're a weird person, sir.
Nah, we're not going to put that out on the internet. We refuse.
No, I'm just saying, gang, like, you got to take into account that, like, people are not going to watch these kids' shows again, knowing that...
The same again, knowing what they know.
But then they're robbing of themselves. I'm sorry. Do we not use money to pay for things? Who's on the bill? George Washington. Who's also on the bill? Benjamin Franklin. Do we care? No. What do people...
What's going on right now, gang?
He's trying to say the slave owners. We're supporting slave owners. I think we lost the plot.
Yeah.
What is this college? Nah, cause now y'all done got me started. If people go see Mount Rushmore or Mount Everest, right? I think it's Mount Everest. They go see Mount Everest with all the presidents.
We went from a debate to just talking about bullshit.
Nah, because Schneider, it just makes no sense to me. Don't rob yourself of art. Most of the artists are stupid people. People that made bad decisions in their life. You're robbing of yourself the art? Come on.
PDF file. He was a PDF file.
The kids were being abused while they were filming the show.
But it wasn't me. Anyway,
It was a PDF file. What if it was you? What if you were one of the...
I wouldn't watch personally for me. If you have feelings for me, don't watch the show. But if you want to have, like I will watch Drake and Josh and not feel bad. Okay,
bro, he was a PDF file, bro.
Anyway,
what are we doing?
If we make any money off of this, this will be $5 because we're probably gonna get demonetized like crazy. Anyway. Anyway, let's go off the rewatchability. I'm sorry. Sweet Life of Zach and Cody. You can rewatch that. Sweet Life on Deck. You can rewatch that. Austin and Ally. You can rewatch that.
I want to tell you about this. Dan Schneider was on one of those.
Kicking it. You can rewatch that. Good Luck Charlie. You can rewatch that. You can't rewatch Jesse, but you can rewatch Pair of Kings. You can rewatch.
Oh, wait, why can't you rewatch Jesse? I'm asking out of curiosity.
Because I don't think you could rewatch Jesse without feeling some kind of way towards Cameron Boyce. A lot of people won't rewatch it.
You can understand that, but
Dylan, you just set yourself up for failure with that. I didn't set up nobody for failure.
I got emotions. Anyway.
I think you could rewatch Liv and Maddie.
You could rewatch. You can't rewatch Sony with a Chance.
Bro, at this point, my head is hurting me so bad.
Could you rewatch Girl Meets World? Probably not. That show was garbage.
I'm having migraines just listening to Dylan.
Anyway.
I can't defend it anymore.
TJ waved white flag before you
came. TJ's supposed to be on my team, though.
Dylan.
I'm sorry.
Dylan, yes. You came up with a segment without coming prepared.
I wasn't able to.
You know what we were getting into.
All right, so next time we do this segment.
It's coming to a point that Nyla muted herself, bro. It's GG. Just stop, bro. All right.
What I would like to take for granted, we're going to do Judge Graham sometime in the future. I don't know when.
No, it's okay. My dad just came in, so I want to talk to him for 2 seconds.
We'll prepare for it next time. But I
we're preparing for Idiocy, bro. Like, what is this?
Anyway.
If y'all want, you can run that back with better arguments. Because in my opinion, Dylan and TJ are only winning because they actually gave me arguments.
Whoa!
DJ and Michael were just kind of talking.
Come on.
Like, and I'm being
at that point, we might as well just tell us what is the best movies. Like,
Because in my opinion,
wait,
at least y'all were making points. They weren't good ones, but you're making points. And
we have Nyla here just to correct us, to be honest.
Wait. But you also have to remember that the live action childhood movies were hidden. Now, this could be any childhood live action movie, and this could be any childhood action cartoon.
Please stop while you're ahead.
Just
end the podcast.
All right, I'm sorry.
Please. Not end the podcast.
SpongeBob.
This is about to be 10 o'clock. Just do it.
All of them.
You can't. No. SpongeBob, the first one, is good. Sponge Out of the Water, yes. Bad. Who has seen the third SpongeBob movie?
Nah, bro. I don't think I saw that one.
No.
But what about the Lorax? My man, speak for the tree.
What about Good Burger?
All right.
It depends on which one. Is it the newest one or the original one? Oh, yeah, it's the original one.
Come on.
I can't argue about that.
I'm sorry. But that's
What about blank an argument?
Thank you.
That's what I'm saying. Every time I'm like,
You just said, what about Good Burger, and then made a funny face. That's all that happened.
I'm sorry. But he understood. Leave. That's what's the best part. He understood.
Teen Titans Trouble in Tokyo was probably one of the greatest ones.
Anyway, GG's. Do anybody have any closing arguments? Let's do closing arguments for Nyla so we can close out the podcast.
Okay. No. I still think cartoons are better than real life stuff. I'm sorry.
Is that your closing argument?
Yeah, I still think that, in all honesty, it just...
That's an opinion, I think.
I'm sorry. TJ, do we have a closing argument?
No. No.
Please, just close it. We're making
all right. All right. Hold on. I have to do the outro. Sorry about this. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you on the next one. We'll do Judge Graham in the future, probably. We'll do Judge Graham in the future.
I'm gonna get y'all some homework.
We'll do Judge Graham.
Kill me now, please.
We'll definitely do Judge Graham in the future. This was a fun little segment, but we'll do it in the future.
It's not fun. This shit was torture.
Anyway, we'll see you.
I was laughing
in the next one.